For the record, I, Jean Hanfelt, am going to interview John Aragon, who resides at 309 East 2nd Street as part of the Oral History Project. The date is Monday, September 19, 2005. Mr. Aragon, where were you born and what brought you to Salida?
Well, I was born in November the 18th, 1915, and in Espanola, New Mexico. My parents moved in about 1922. To Salida, where Daddy had a job on the railroad, and he was working at the Salida transfer, and so Daddy brought his whole family to Salida to live.
How old were you, Mr. Aragon?
Well, I would say about Eight or something like that. Yeah.
Did you have older brothers and sisters?
Yeah. My sister Anita was the oldest. She's a girl, Anita. And then I was born in 1915. And then my brother Lytle. We call him Lytle, but his name is Adelido. I was born in 1920. Let's see, he was born 2 years after me, so in 1920. In 1920, he's 2 years older. I mean, I'm 2 years older than he is.
Mm-hmm.
And next, I think, was a girl that she was named Esther. And I don't know her. I can't, unless I... Not from memory,
mm-hmm.
when she was born.
Okay.
And the next was Mildred.
So, Mr. Aragon, these were children that that were born in Espanola, New Mexico, that came...
No.
Well, they were born here.
That they were born here.
How many of you came to Salida from Espanola?
Well, evidently it was only Anita... John and Adelaide, and I think Esther was born.
Okay,
here.
So your family, four moved to Salida,
right?
And your dad worked for the Denver and Rio Grande Railroad,
right? Yeah.
What do you remember? What was the population? The size of Salida in 1922, when you arrived in Salida?
Oh, I would say maybe it was maybe 3,000.
Uh-huh. Were the streets paved?
No.
So you had dirt streets?
Yeah, I remember that. There was still. Wagons going, in the streets,
mm-hmm.
and to make delivery or stuff like that.
Uh-huh. What are some of your earliest memories of Salida?
I guess going to school.
Where did you go to school?
Longfellow School, located on G. about 5th and G, I think, is a, it's a, two-story or three-story building at that time, yeah.
Do you remember the size of your class?
We was in the, for first, we was in Lido, my brother, and I, we, Mama and Anita, I guess we were, well, it was just me and Lido, or me and Anita, who went to Longfellow, and I'm not really know if Anita did go, but I know I did.
Mr. Aragon, what language was spoken at home?
Spanish.
Did you speak Spanish? Did you have difficulties in school, or was English spoken in the home along with Spanish?
Well, it was all strict Spanish when we was born in Espanola, and we did go right across from the road. It wasn't a highway; it's a road. They had a school which we attended to. You know, I mean, I don't remember learning, you know, any English, but I would say maybe I picked up a few words.
Mm-hmm.
We had a teacher that was Spanish, and he was teaching us probably some words in English too,
mm-hmm.
you know.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't remember being any professional in English, you know,
mm-hmm.
or Spanish, you know,
mm-hmm.
just a conversation between a person
mm-hmm.
of that Spanish, you know,
mm-hmm.
I would understand him very good,
mm-hmm.
but English, I think it was limited.
So did you have any problem in school, you know, learning the English language?
We started at the Longfellow School, like I say, and I think that we went strictly into English.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And so you learned learned to speak and write.
That's it. Yeah.
And
that was what we learned our first 2 years of
mm-hmm.
schooling in Longfellow was English.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But were there other families that moved from New Mexico to Salida to work on the railroad, or was your family unique to that?
No. There was a good friend of my dad named Ignacio Vigil.
Mm-hmm.
And his he moved his wife too approximately the same time that daddy moved.
Mm-hmm.
And he brought his wagon and everything, you know, and whatever furniture I think that Mr. Vigil had, because I know that he brought his wife in the wagon,
mm-hmm.
or maybe he brought her in the narrow gauge train. At that time, there was a narrow gauge train running from Salida to Alamosa, and then from Alamosa to Santa Fe. She might have, or maybe Mama come too, you know,
mm-hmm.
on the train. I know that's where the way we used to go back when we went to see our grandmother, and Dad would get passes, you know, for us
mm-hmm.
to, and then would Mama would take us.
Mm-hmm.
would stop in Alamosa overnight, and then in the morning and would leave to go to Hispaniola.
Uh-huh.
Which would be what was our destination, you know.
Uh-huh.
But it...
Did you enjoy riding the train?
Oh, yeah.
Or it was just a way of life?
Yeah, it was. That's the only way that we went.
Uh-huh. When did you... When did your father buy his first vehicle? Do you remember?
Oh, yeah, I remember that. He bought a Star. That's the make of the car was a Star. And that was sold by the Young Brothers. They had a garage right there let's see, what is it now? They make sweatshirts and stuff. The catty corner.
Oh, yes.
From the, right up across the street from the senior citizens. There was a big garage there from the front of F Street there, clear down to the alley.
Okay, where were... I had never heard of the Star automobile. Who manufactured the Stars? Was it General Motors or...
I think it was... It was General Motors, I think.
Was it the equivalent of a Chevy or a Ford? Or?
Yeah, I think it was Chevy, no. It was a Star, anyway.
Uh-huh.
And it was like a coupe.
A coupe. What color? Do you remember the color?
I think it was blue.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
How many could ride in it?
Four could ride in
mm-hmm.
it.
So you didn't use that this was not a family?
They had a rumble seat.
Oh, how fun.
It had a rumble seat. It was a two-passenger car.
Mm-hmm.
Four if you got in the rumble seat. Yeah.
Uh-huh. After school and on weekends, what did you and your friends or your siblings do for fun?
Well, fight with the Italians, I guess. And once we crossed F Street down here to this east side, it was looking for trouble.
Oh, really?
We used to, you know, they had, I wanted to go later on. We used to get around playing hide and go seek
mm-hmm.
there in the neighborhood, you know, in the neighborhood mm-hmm. there. Playing hide and go seek, and then play. They used to call Sheenie playing like with a milk can or something, you know,
mm-hmm.
and have a little like they use in hockey, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Same set like that. Only we'd get a willow, you know, a willow had a crank, and then play with a milk can
mm-hmm.
down the street.
So you created your own games, your own entertainment.
Yeah, that was right. Yeah.
What about music? Did you have radio?
We had a phonograph.
Phonograph.
Yeah.
What kind of music did you like to listen to?
Well, it was mostly the discs, you know. I don't remember, you know,
mm-hmm.
any particular music that, I guess we wanted something that, people making up poems or something.
Mm-hmm.
Like that.
Mm-hmm.
Making their own music, guitar mm-hmm. and stuff, you know.
Mm-hmm. Were you did you attend St. Joseph's Catholic Church?
Yeah, it was St. Joseph's. Yeah. It was located right there where in the area that they use now for parking, you know. They had, you went into the first grade and second grade, and then you went to the third and fourth grade. And then the fifth and sixth grade was, like, in a row. And then the L, like, was seventh and eighth grade.
Mm-hmm. The St. Joseph's school was not the school that we know today.
Well, that's true.
It was in a separate building. Preston School, when was that built? Do you remember?
No, I don't remember.
Okay.
It was there when we went first.
When you went first?
Yeah.
You went to public school first?
Yeah.
And then when did you start attending St. Joseph's?
Second grade.
In the second grade?
Yeah.
Did you, was it being taught by nuns?
Nuns, yeah. All nuns. They had like one nun for each class, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And she, in the morning she'd go to teach the first class, maybe the second class would be in the afternoon.
Mm-hmm.
One teacher to each room, you know.
Uh-huh. Were the kids that attended school, were they all Catholics or did you have to be Catholic to attend St. Joseph's?
No, uh-uh.
It was just anyone could send their children?
Yeah, anyone. Of course, they had a tuition, what they called a tuition.
Mm-hmm.
You paid so much for each pupil.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't a strict Catholic.
Mm-hmm.
I know some of the Protestants that were going there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
What other ethnic groups lived in Salida? You had mentioned briefly the Italians.
Uh-huh.
Were there a number of Greeks?
Oh yeah, there was some Greeks. Most of them were employed by the railroad.
Mm-hmm. Were the Italians employed by the railroad as well?
Yes, yeah.
And the Spanish were employed by the railroad.
Right, yeah.
So that was
the main
industry.
Industry at the time, yeah.
What do you remember about the ranches?
Oh, the ranches. Well,
did you get acquainted with the ranch owners?
Oh yeah, yeah.
Do you remember some of them?
Oh, sure. I remember. I remember the one that we used to work for. His name was, last name was Granada.
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 That was Italian?
Granada, yeah. He was Italian. And then we worked for Martellaro.
Martellaro, huh?
Yeah. My brother and I.
On the ranch?
Yeah, we worked during the summertime.
Mm-hmm.
Was the only time that we'd done that.
Mm-hmm.
And what they were doing, they was doing like garden stuff. I mean, not big ranches. They didn't have any cattle. Maybe they had,
okay.
You know. We didn't work with cattle or anything.
Mm-hmm.
So we'd thin lettuce, you know, and carrots and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
And they'd have that kind of vegetables, you know, mm-hmm. cabbage and.
So it was truck farming that was done.
Yeah.
But I think when I moved to Salida in 1966, I heard that Salida had, was Salida or Buena Vista that had been known as the capital of the lettuce, lettuce capital of the world.
Uh-huh.
Was that Salida?
It was Salida, yeah.
So they grew a lot of lettuce in Salida?
Yeah, that's, that was their main crop, really, mm-hmm. you know. You're bringing up the subject of lettuce. They had, like, let's see, 1, 2, 3 sheds where they packed, and they'd, where they employed, you know, the guys mm-hmm. selecting, making sure that there was getting credit, you know, for shipment mm-hmm. lettuce that was that would stand the trip, you know,
mm-hmm.
and they have well, I know for sure 3, and I could say 4 lettuce sheds.
Oh, really?
Each one was separate. You know.
How? What type of refrigeration?
Well, they'd have railroad cars, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Refrigerated cars
mm-hmm.
Into they of course they'd have to build their track into the sheds
mm-hmm.
to get the cars in there
mm-hmm.
and it was all refrigerator cars and they'd all be full of ice, you know,
mm-hmm.
and in between the in each end of the refrigerator car, there'd be ice. At the time, there was that's going into another. There was a pond right around. There wasn't all them houses like you see now
mm-hmm.
on you know around Walmart there in that area there.
Highway 50. West.
Highway 50 to the left.
Mm-hmm.
It was all covered in ice there. Then there'd be people, not, it was farmers, all right, but there was raising ice in the wintertime.
Okay, so if I was going to ask if, I guess, was there any ice produced from the Arkansas River or?
No, that was too much.
It never froze,
no,
solid.
It freezes, they'd run water from Little River, you know,
mm-hmm.
coming down the, from Poncho, that little river that flood all them
ponds,
all them ponds there,
mm-hmm.
and it there'd be ice in there, you know, as big as this tray here, and
mm-hmm.
and that's what they'd harvest.
Uh-huh.
I think I have one of them saws that they used to use to to cut the ice, you know.
Uh-huh. Oh. High school. What do you remember about your high school days? Anything that stands out in your memory?
Well, I dropped out of school in the 11th grade.
What did you do after you dropped out?
I went to the CC camp.
CC camp, and where was that located?
Located in Buena Vista, up Trout Creek Pass.
Oh, and how long did you spend on the CCC?
Oh, approximately 3 years.
This was a program, I think, that was developed by Franklin Delano Roosevelt during to help with jobs for the Depression. Was that,
it was mostly it was for juveniles, you know,
for young men that had
after there was I think there was taking them in to up to 16, you know,
mm-hmm. to give them some training.
No, there was no training yet. How to use the axe, you know.
Just plain old hard work, huh?
Yeah, that's what it was, building dams, you know, mm-hmm. erosion dams,
mm-hmm.
and chopping down trees, you know, for roads mm-hmm. in the wilderness, and to clean up the area, you
uh-huh.
know, clean up the area too. And I wish they have something like that. They wouldn't have so many fires, you know, and mm-hmm. forest fires like they have now, you know.
Mm-hmm. Did you commute? Did you live at home while you were working for the CCCs, or
no,
did they have their own camp?
They had their own camp.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Did you get to come home very often, having just living in Buena Vista?
No, you could come home anytime.
Uh huh.
They didn't have no restriction.
Uh huh.
And it was just, you know, to show up in the morning to work. Well, that was
uh-huh.
it.
May I ask you why you dropped out of school?
Well, it was just. It wasn't a necessity,
because mm-hmm,
I mean,
mm-hmm.
Daddy was working
uh-huh.
and everything.
Uh-huh.
It was more or less that I started school a little too late,
mm-hmm.
and I didn't feel like, you know, I was, you know, I would go back to pick up whatever I had.
Right.
Forfeited.
Mm-hmm. So after the CCCs, what did you do?
Oh, I went up to a place called McPhee. It's up around Durango in that area.
Mm-hmm.
And went there to work in a sawmill.
Mm-hmm.
There was cutting down timber, making lumber out of it, and there was hiring. They had, I went to work, and that outfit that was named the Montezuma Lumber Company.
Mm-hmm. How long did you work there?
Oh, till, let's see, I would say like maybe 3 years.
Mm-hmm. When did you return to Salida?
I returned back here in. I was. I had worked during summertime and stuff like that for the railroad.
Mm-hmm.
Daddy got me the job where he was working. He was working at the freight house.
Mm-hmm.
They had a big freight house there where they would unload merchandise that were in the various cars, coal, and they'd make deliveries, you know, to the
mm-hmm.
grocery stores, and so that was a pretty good job, you know.
Mm-hmm.
You had, in fact, I when I went in the service. They asked me what I was working, and I said, oh, I was working with a two-wheeler truck and freight.
So when did you go into the service?
In 1942.
Well, this would have been World War II?
Yeah.
Were you, how old were you?
Well, let's see, I would say I was, let's see, that was in 42, subtract 42, let's see, I was born in 15, 20, 25, 26, that, how do we go, 25?
You were about 25?
No, it wasn't that big. I think when I went in, it was like about, when I was drafted, you mean?
Were you 17 years old?
I think so.
17 years old when you went into the service?
No, I was
27.
Yeah.
I was 27 when you went into the service.
Yeah.
What, were you single or married?
I was single.
You were single.
Yes.
And what made you decide to, did you get drafted or did you volunteer? You got drafted.
I got drafted, yeah.
And how many years did you serve in, what branch of the military?
Infantry.
Infantry, yeah. Army, or?
We were in, drafted after we went through the process and took my training in Fort Knox in heavy tanks, you know.
Fort Knox, Tennessee?
No, let's see.
Fort Knox,
Kentucky.
Kentucky, Fort Knox, Kentucky. Was that your first real trip away from home?
No, CC was the...
CC was your first.
Was the first
mm-hmm.
away from home, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And also, I went McPhee, you know. I stayed up there with an aunt there.
Okay.
In McPhee.
When did you return to, after the service, did you return to Salida?
Yeah.
And what brought you back to Salida?
Oh, brought me back to Salida that I had still working for the railroad.
You were working for the railroad.
At the time, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Did you continue to make a career of the railroad?
Yeah, I did.
When did you retire from the railroad?
I retired in, it was like, well, it was in 85.
1985?
I think so. Let's see. Let's see if that's right. I think it is.
Okay.
Yeah.
So.
1985, I think it's, let's see.
No, you were at the post office when Jim and I started dating.
Oh, yeah, that's right, yeah.
Yeah, they
abolished all the jobs down here on the railroad.
Okay.
And I went to work in the postal service.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
What did you do in the postal service?
Well, I was about 3 years or so.
Were you a mail carrier, or did you?
I worked at. We were doing anything, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Sorting mail,
mm-hmm.
picking up mail, and delivering mail.
Uh-huh.
And, it was what we called just, they could use you, and they didn't have any particular rules, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, I applied for a job over in Poncha.
Mm-hmm.
I was selected as postmaster for Poncha Springs.
Mm-hmm.
So I served there 5 years.
Oh, uh-huh.
In Poncha Springs.
So
I wasn't retired then. Retired was in 85, though, I believe. Maybe.
Probably. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see.
Mr. Aragon, when did you get married?
I got married in February the 22nd in 1943.
While you were still in the service?
Yeah.
Who did you marry, a local girl?
Yeah, no, it was a local girl in Kentucky.
Oh, you married a girl from Kentucky. What
yeah.
was her name?
Her name was Aline Virginia Lee Chapel was her name.
Okay.
Yeah.
You met her while you were stationed in Kentucky.
Right, yeah.
And did she stay in Kentucky while you were in the service?
Yeah.
And then when you were discharged, then you brought her to Salida?
Yeah, she had a son then.
She had a son.
Yeah, she was pregnant before I was in the service.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. and she had Johnny.
Okay.
Yeah.
What did she think of Salida?
Oh, she loved it.
Did she?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. She didn't want to leave Salida.
Oh, that's nice. And you were married how long?
59 years.
59 years.
Yeah.
When did your wife pass away?
She passed away in 83, I guess. Does that make 59 years?
It's been 2 years. 2 years ago.
2 years ago? She passed away two years ago?
2 years ago. Oh, maybe it was 44, it might have mm-hmm. been, yeah.
How many children did you have?
Seven.
Seven children.
Seven children.
What are their names?
Johnny's the oldest. And then there's
Janet.
Uh-huh. Yeah, Janet. And then Sheila. And then
Rita.
Brenda.
Rita.
Oh, Rita. Mm-hmm. Rita, yeah. She passed away here she was in Tennessee is where she died.
Mm-hmm.
And it was Rita, and then Brenda, huh? And then Martin.
And Jim.
And Jim.
Mm-hmm.
Jim and Leonard.
Tom.
Tommy, yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so that's three cooks and four cooks and three laborers.
Well, that's wonderful, Mr. Aragon. Did you, getting back to early Salida, did you encounter any prejudice?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it was.
What kind of prejudice?
Oh, I'll just mention one that some of the barbers had their notice on the window, Mexican trade, not solicited. That was, you know, like a board on the,
mm-hmm.
this way on their window.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, everybody knows about the swimming pool, you know.
No, I don't know about the swimming pool.
Yeah, the swimming pool. That was what we found out at the time that we come back from the service. That the swimming pool was all construction by people on the WPA, which was one of the work that Roosevelt, you know, had for people.
Mm-hmm.
And so the pool was made possible by labor from, they might say, the Mexicans, you know, that everybody, regardless of what, as long as you use Spanish name or something like that, and had a Spanish name, or he was considered Mexican. They
mm-hmm.
never heard of
Spanish
Americans or Spanish
mm-hmm.
people, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And what I used to say was this, you know. I says, well, Columbus come down to Mexico before he discovered America to get a bunch of Mexicans for a crew. And he landed in America with a bunch of Mexicans there. I just screwed. I used to just make that as.
Mm-hmm. So, did you feel
the pressure?
Did you feel the discrimination, or was
yeah,
or did
that,
you just
yeah,
overlook
did,
it?
Yeah, we did. We did feel that.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, there was a few, I mean, for adults even, you know,
mm-hmm.
Some of them that approached, you know, by what you might say, either the guy was white, whichever, French or German mm-hmm. or whatever, Polish or whatever he was, would be approached, you know, and called a Mexican.
Mm-hmm.
And it may be resulting into a little fist engagement.
So were the Italians discriminated against? They were another large ethnic group.
Oh yeah, they were. And well, the west side of the town was, you know, and then even the Austrians were. You might say that they was, you know, put aside.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, they was all in Smeltertown. There was a majority of them. There were very few of them in Salida,
mm-hmm.
but they was all been employed there at the smelter. You know,
mm-hmm.
you see that big flue up there that used to be the smelter there.
Mm-hmm.
They were all employed there until they run out of gold, I guess, or whatever those.
Mm-hmm.
They were doing there, but you can see the whole side of the river on that side of the chimney there,
mm-hmm.
all full of lava. You know, like the way it was melted in the mill, and just poured over the dump of the river there.
Mm-hmm.
It's all full of that lava, and they call it. Well, the tracks are, they used that, they had good use for the tracks for that, they call it another name, and they start using that, that waste that they had created from the mill, you know, from mm-hmm. the smelter. And, that's about it for the, when we come back from the service, well then there was then is when they tightened up that swimming pool. I don't know whether it was on account of some of the guys that had served in the Army or
mm-hmm.
the Navy or Marines or whatever they mm-hmm. served in had. Had come into contact with the Negroes in the South, see.
Mm-hmm.
And they come back with that thought in their minds that the Negroes were had their own areas, you know, to wait at the station, bus stations, mm-hmm. or streetcars, or in depots.
Mm-hmm.
They had only white would be the, and that's what I think, you know, did get a lot of these guys here that inherited some of that from the South, you know,
mm-hmm.
in their service that they were in. And they see how they treated the, and I imagine that's what they brought back, you know. The,
mm-hmm.
It was brought back by some of these soldiers. I mean, they were in the service
mm-hmm.
by the way they treated the colored people mm-hmm. there.
So who was allowed in the pool? Sorry.
Yes.
Yeah.
Who was allowed in the pool?
Just the whites.
No, and whites meaning Anglos.
Everybody, as long as it was white.
As long as you did not have a
Spanish
name.
Yeah.
Were the Italians allowed?
Oh yeah, yeah.
So it was definitely.
Yeah, they didn't have any. Distinguished.
Mm-hmm. But it was just Spanish.
Yeah.
When was that restriction lifted?
Well, it was when we took it up with the various organizations,
okay.
you know, the say, we was paying taxes and everything.
Right.
And we was, didn't give us... and then what they done was they said, well, the city council at the time, what they said, that they would clean the pool, the swimming pool on a Thursday and fill it up on Fridays. So on Thursdays they would let the Mexicans in.
And how long did this go on?
Oh, it went in. We had a lot of discussion in the mm-hmm. in the American Legion, you know,
mm-hmm.
and that kind of, you know, loosened up the people here, you know, mm-hmm. on that, you know, brought up in the council, you know, and.
Mm-hmm.
And discussed, and they just kind of easy, you know, easy. Mm-hmm. Like I said, on Thursdays, they let the Mexicans in because they were going to clean the pool out on Friday.
Mm-hmm.
So that was in steps like that, you
uh-huh.
know. So it finally, I mean, my brother Lido was one of the ones that was heading that. You know, that most of the boys in the Legion were Spanish, you know, and,
mm-hmm.
and Lido, my brother, and of course I did some of it too, and we kind of put pressure on the city council to mm-hmm. To allow whoever bought a ticket or mm-hmm. whatever paid.
Well, you served
yeah.
for the
yeah,
United States
Army. Yeah, we started
Army.
It, yeah, so. Through the various organizations.
Mm-hmm. Well, what other memories come to your mind about early Salida?
Salida. Well, just it's a lovely town
mm-hmm.
now. I'd except living here for the rest of my life, you know.
And you will be 90 years old November the 18th.
Right, yeah.
They have a hamburger stand on top of S Mountain.
Oh, the S Mountain?
Yeah, what do you remember about the S Mountain?
Well, that was put up there by the high school. The high school was the one that, I mean, the students...
Students, uh-huh.
Yeah, the students. I think they probably derived it from other, probably colleges and schools, you know, or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
So they decided to have an S put up there.
Mm-hmm.
And what they done, they just, you know, put a frame up there and filled it up with rocks and then took some white chalk in there or
mm-hmm.
something. What they used to call it?
Whitewash.
Huh?
Whitewash?
Yeah, whitewash, whatever it was. Just paint all the rocks
mm-hmm.
that was in the area, you know, around, full of rocks here, down. And they whitewashed it. And so then some of the other teams here that would come, you know, fight Salida or something, they'd go up and tear it up, you know. Just after the game or something, whatever.
So who was the biggest rival?
Oh, the biggest rival was Canyon City.
Canyon City. Why?
Yeah.
Why was that?
Well, they beat them a few times. I guess, yeah.
Uh-huh.
And then they had Canyon City, and
mm-hmm.
of course Canyon City, you know, it's a big town too,
right.
You know, it's a big city,
mm-hmm.
and they had a lot of good teams, you know,
mm-hmm.
football teams, that is.
Mm-hmm. Did any of your children remain in Salida?
Yeah, they did. They all attended high school.
Mm-hmm. All graduated from Salida High School?
Not all of them.
Mm-hmm.
Johnny, my oldest boy, he joined the Navy, and he didn't graduate. I tried to get him to graduate, you know, and tell him we got, at that time, that I said, we got who was that president after Roosevelt? That the one that was in the the Catholic president.
Oh, John F. Kennedy.
Yeah, I used to tell my son that. I say he's going to be president.
Mm-hmm.
I told him this country is going to be real good, and you'll go to school and mm-hmm. go to college. I says I'll pay the college and everything, and you'll be getting a good job here.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have to go to the Navy.
Mm-hmm. President John F. Kennedy brought a lot of hope, didn't he?
Oh yeah.
Some of the older...
To all the veterans, I did. I think they did, yeah. Yeah, he was a good president.
I know, I remember going into homes, and everyone had a picture of John F. Kennedy next to their next to their family photos.
Oh, yeah.
He and the Pope.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, thank you so much, Mr. Aragon.
You're welcome.
For this interview.
Yeah.
And if we think of anything else we need to ask you, I will be back.
Okay.
Okay.
You'll be welcome.
Thank you.
Uh-huh.